The fourth object on this tour is a dagger displayed with its sheath and labeled AKM-963. This dagger represents a very physical form of interconnectedness, with a blade made in Iran joined to a hilt made in Turkey. It's also a reminder to carefully look at the objects in a museum. Many are hundreds of years old and bear marks of that long history. They might not all be as straightforward as you first think. In this case, we have an object comprising two distinct moments of creation. The blade was made first in Iran out of steel. It's broad at the end near the hilt, and it has a curving lower edge. This type of blade is known as a hanjar. The label for this object, as you can see, also provides the name jambiya. This is an Arabic word for the blade shape, and it comes from the root meaning right. Therefore, this is an object you would have worn on your right side. The blade has been forged out of steel and then iron cut to create inscriptions that stand in relief from its surface. These inscriptions are located at the base of the blade near where it meets the hilt. They are oriented to face you if you are holding the dagger in your hand. On one side, the blade reads, "Help is from God and victory is near." This is an extract from the Quran, chapter 61, that's often inscribed on arms and armor, and that provides a form of protection to the bearer of the piece. On the other side is the phrase, Ya Fatah. Fatah is one of the 99 names of God and would have also provided protection, but in addition refers to God as the opener or the key to victory. This side of the blade also includes the name of the maker, Faizullah Shustari of Isfahan. He made a number of steel objects for the Safavid Shah Sultan Hussein, who ruled from 1694 until 1722. And by including his name on them, he's allowed us to trace his career for a time in the early 1700s. The blade then traveled to Turkey. Steel was a precious commodity, and a blade as finely worked as this would have had a high value abroad. And so, in fact, there are many examples in museum collections of blades that were made in one place and then refashioned with hilts in another place. On gaining possession of the blade, its owner in Turkey had a hilt made for it. This hilt is made of nephrite, a hard stone that we call jade, typically, and it might have been chosen because it also was thought to have protective qualities. The hilt was carefully engraved with a delicate pattern of vines and leaves that was then inlaid with gold, and a single ruby was set into the top. The Turkish owner of the dagger also had a sheath made for it, a wooden form covered with velvet and steel or silver plaques that were pressed from behind to create a raised decoration on the front. In this marrying of parts, the dagger represents a tangible way of forging a connection to an artist from a different land, by making one's own contributions to his work. To find the last object on this tour, please walk close to the exit of the galleries. In the last showcase, you are looking for an all-white picture labeled AKM-966.